We begin today's podcast with part 9 of the article called Yang Food, a Key for Increased Virility, which looks at the magnificent properties of sunflower oil, spawn, and caviar. Next, we bring you the tantalizing story of a man in love with love. And finally, imagine a vast realm with perfect organization, splendid temples and beautiful cities in which human beings live, sharing the same spiritual aspirations and an ardent love for God. Find out more in the eternal world of Shambhala, followed by a magical meditation of communion with the spiritual beings from Shambhala. Tiger Lily and Valentino will be here to keep you company on today's Voyage of Discovery.
This is Tantra FM, A Step into Bliss. I'm your host, Valentino.
Yang Food, A Key for Increasing Your Virility. Part 9. Natural Sunflower Oil. The term natural sunflower oil refers to the oil extracted from sunflower seeds through cold pressing without being refined. This oil is very rich in E and F vitamins. It also contains other natural substances that are easy to assimilate by the organism, substances that balance and readjust the digestion process, lower cholesterol, balance arterial tension, are anti-arteriosclerotic and anti-toxic. It is recommended for combating aging diseases and as a rejuvenating agent. However, there are some drawbacks, as are in the case of any oil. They are most effective and healthier if used as such without thermal preparation or without allowing it to reach temperatures of over 100 Celsius, as it happens when we fry something. There are no indications against using virgin sunflower oil. Its quantitative limits are given by each person's capacity to digest it. From an energy point of view, we note that sunflower virgin oil has an accentuated yang character. The cure with virgin sunflower oil. In the morning, after brushing your teeth as usual, take almost a mouthful of sunflower oil and suck it as if sucking candy for 10 to 15 minutes without swallowing any of it. Do this calmly without tension or rushing. Push the oil back and forth through your teeth without swallowing a single drop. This must be done in the morning on an empty stomach. After about 15 to 20 minutes, the oil becomes white and more liquid-like than before. You now need to throw this oil away because all the toxins have been absorbed by it and swallowing it could prove very dangerous. After you spit out the oil, wash your mouth with plenty of water. If the oil does not look almost milk white but yellow, it means that you have not done the procedure correctly and you need to do it again. Furthermore, if you wish to accelerate this treatment, you need to repeat this method 2 or 3 times a day. The first visible results will be a better flow of blood in the coronarian area and whiter teeth. This cure has a tonic effect on the person who performs it. Oil is not a medicine, but a pure aliment, and therefore the whole organism perceives the effects. It is useful in cases of bronchitis, toothaches, chronic diseases of the blood, stomach disorders, intestinal, cardiac, renal, gynecologic, and arterial affections, as well as tumors in general. You must follow this cure as described until the signs of the disease have disappeared completely. It is possible that throughout the treatment the disorder or the disease you are suffering from will become worse at first, but this only means that the organism has begun to react to the energy and that the toxins are being cleansed. Therefore, the treatment should not be interrupted. Spawn are very rich in calories and therefore are a very consistent aliment. They contain phosphor and fall in the category of powerful aphrodisiacs. Eating spawn enhances sexual potency, sexual appetite, resistance, and grants energy and resistance to effort. They are especially recommended for people with frail and weak physical constitutions, who have a low resistance to effort, and who have problems in obtaining and maintaining a strong erection. As always, we recommend moderation. Remember that the middle path is always the most secure to walk upon. In other words, use balance and moderation. Spawn are an excellent rejuvenating agent as well as very revitalizing. They are indicated in cases of neurasthenia, asthenia, and anemia. Because they belong to a category of elements that are more difficult to digest, it is recommended that you perform some exercises to activate your inner fire so that you will digest and assimilate better. These exercises are the abdominal retraction, Uddiyana Bandha, the triangle pose, Trikonasana, the navel pose, Nabhyasana, the sun salutation, Surya Namaskara. Do not eat spawn if you suffer from arterial hypertension, rheumatism, apoplexy, skin irritations or eruptions. Caviar. Caviar represents the spawn of a species of fish called sturgeons. It has mainly the same effects as regular spawn, and although it is easier to digest, moderation is strongly indicated here as well. In Europe, caviar is the symbol of eroticism and zest for life, and is usually combined with various other exciting foods in order to enhance erotic pleasure and energy.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. The Confessions of a Man in Love with Love. I sometimes feel like hitting the road. I think about love. I get ready for her. I reach the thermal water spring. There are many beautiful girls here. I already feel the woman will come to me as a gift from above. I recognize her all of a sudden. I undress her with my eyes. I imagine her having innumerable orgasms. I tell her, "You are beautiful." She says, "Thank you." She makes room for me on her blanket. She has the figure of an Asian girl and a voice so pleasant that she seems to kiss the air when she speaks. I caress her. She says, "Don't you think you are too daring?" I answer, "Someone else in my position?" She laughs. We are happy. We reach home. A voice wraps me in her sweet and sensuous tonalities. It warms my soul, and it is somewhere deep inside of me. She places her feet on the armchair. I see her lace bikini. I undress her. I caress her, every single part of her body, as if I wish to caress every cell of hers. Everything has become a slow and painfully blissful desire for beatitude, for perfection. I kiss her neck. Her breath becomes hastened. We don't make it to the bed. It is simply a magic moment. She caresses my body all over with her wonderfully sweet breasts. The time has vanished. I caress her thighs with my palms. I touch her clitoris with my tongue. Her spring begins to flow. She moves slowly. My tongue gets deeper and deeper inside of her. My lover seems to split in two. I look at her from time to time. A smile of slow happiness has taken hold of her face. Her joy is my happiness. She is ecstatic. "My love," she says, "you are wonderful." She takes my manhood at her chest, loving it as a child. Then she begins to kiss it tenderly, thoroughly. Nobody hurries us. Is this a dream? Is this reality? The magic flute comes close to the gate of kissing, making small circles to the left, then to the right. I feel she can resist no longer. I enter her slowly and I urge her not to move. I wish I could prolong this game to infinity. But she mounts me and takes me in entirely. She is so hot, and now she breaks free. I resist heroically, my flag standing up. I should withdraw a little so I do not assist my own capitulation. I stop for a moment or two, and now here I am, climbing another peak of pleasure and ecstasy.
Shambhala is Eternal. Part 1. Imagine a vast realm, blessed with a gentle climate, majestic mountains, mysterious forests, fruitful fields, clear rivers, and wild waterfalls. A realm with perfect organization, splendid temples, and beautiful cities, in which live human beings who share the same spiritual aspirations and ardent love for God. This is Shambhala, and at the same time, much more than this, beyond our wildest imagination. We can understand what Shambhala is only when we get to know it personally. The vision of Shambhala previously presented is usually associated with meditation, but we have to say from the very beginning that in this realm frantic activity occurs, oriented towards the divine, which has a great impact on Earth. From immemorial times, many human beings who found out about the existence of this sublime realm, in which authentic spirituality is always present, have attempted and aspired to reach it. Some of them have succeeded, others have returned much wiser, and the fascinating legends mysteriously woven about these extraordinary people, who have had the courage to follow their hearts and dreams, send us a clear and definite message. Shambhala is real. We may also get there. For this, we have to have aspiration inside of our hearts. Although Shambhala is only one of the innumerable parallel worlds of the macrocosmos, this world has a special significance for us. Shambhala is an elevated world whose main purpose is to govern the spiritual destiny of our planet. This is the reason for which the King of Shambhala is, in the most direct sense, the ruler of our planet. Naturally, the great initiates of Earth knew about the existence of this world which has inspired and directly influenced the destiny of our planet. More than this, the myth of a realm of the wise governing the Earth is found in all folk traditions. Of course, this realm has different names such as Tula, the White Island, the Holy Ground, etc., but they are all referring to the same place. In the Oriental tradition, this realm is named Shambhala, in Sanskrit meaning the spring of the divine bliss, or to be more precise, that which allows us to access the spring of bliss. Because of its role, Shambhala is also named the spiritual center of our planet. However, this center is not located physically, but subtly in the ethereal plane, coexisting with our physical universe. This ethereal level is a dimension closer to our physical level, and this is the explanation for the rapid impact the dwellers of Shambhala have in our world. The ethereal level is placed at the inferior limit of the astral universe, and it is the intermediary dimension connecting the physical and astral levels. The name spiritual center of our planet reflects the fact that the whole of earthly wisdom and history is stored in Shambhala's immense archives. Furthermore, the world of Shambhala and the people living there inspire permanently and continuously all authentic traditions on Earth. In each historical era, there is a place in which the sacred tradition is alive and blossoming. This place is usually characterized by a great concentration of sages and of spiritual people. Naturally, because of the elevated aspirations of the human beings of that area, the telepathic connection with Shambhala is quite strong. The people living in that area are directly inspired by the world of Shambhala, and they may even be incarnated beings from Shambhala.
Let us perform a meditation on the theme of communion with the spiritual beings from Shambhala. in order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the state or aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck and your head are in an upward position and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you eliminate all tensions, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the spiritual beings from Shambhala. Let us begin.
forță de influență lebdomatice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala.
Thank you. Thank you.
sufletul față de influențele benefice profund transformatoare ale ființelor superioare din Shambhala.
Thank you.
profonda fragranza che cammina spirituale.
That's all we have time for today. I'm Tiger Lily, wishing you love and light.